Well, dozens of major cities in the U.S. are standing by their status as sanctuaries for people in the country illegally. This move comes as President-elect Donald Trump vows to cut federal funds to so-called sanctuary cities in his first 100 days. But the definition of sanctuary differs from place to place. Today, let's look at what it means to be a sanctuary community in the Washington, D.C. area. Armando Truhl from Here and Now contributor WAMU reports.
This protest by young immigration activists from the Washington, D.C. area was aimed not at Donald Trump, but at the city's mayor, Muriel Bowser. The group caught up with her outside an event and demanded a stronger statement of support for sanctuary. But what is a sanctuary city? Bowser says in D.C., it means telling police and other city employees not to cooperate with federal immigration officials. She says the election won't change that.
The district wants our law enforcement officers to focus on helping and protecting and serving D.C. residents, no matter their immigration status.
The concept of offering sanctuary goes back to the 1980s, when American religious groups gave refuge to people from Guatemala and El Salvador who were fleeing civil unrest.
In today's context, the way it's being used now is cities that are not willing to cooperate fully with the federal government in immigration law enforcement.
That's Doris Meisner, senior fellow at the Migration Policy Institute, a centrist think tank that studies immigration issues. She says there are hundreds of these so-called sanctuary cities.
It turns out that about 53% of the unauthorized population in the country lives in those jurisdictions. That's about 5.9 million people.
In the Washington, D.C. area, police in the district, along with Montgomery and Prince George's counties, don't participate in immigration raids unless they're part of larger criminal cases. Officers don't ask the immigration status of victims, witnesses, or suspects. Corrections officials in the district and Prince George's don't notify immigration authorities when undocumented immigrants are arrested. And Montgomery County does so only if the person has been arrested for violence, weapons, or drugs. But none of these jurisdictions hold undocumented immigrants past their release dates, so immigration can take them into custody for deportation. Prince William County in Virginia does comply with these requests and allows its officers to act as immigration enforcers. That's according to Republican Corey Stewart, chairman of the county's Board of Supervisors.
We actually aggressively seek to identify those illegal aliens who have committed a crime in our county. We initiate the deportation process under the 287G program, and then we hand those criminal illegal aliens over to federal authorities for deportation.
Stewart says more than 7,000 people have been deported from Prince William County since 2007. But studies show about half of those deported under 287G are involved in misdemeanors and non-serious offenses. Nevertheless, Stewart, a former chairman of Trump's campaign in Virginia, says cities and counties should comply with all immigration requests or face the consequences.
If local authorities are aware that someone they have apprehended is here illegally, they should inform federal authorities, specifically Immigration and Customs Enforcement, that they have that person detained. And if they don't do so, then I would consider that locality a sanctuary city and a locality that should be sanctioned probably by the withdrawal of federal funding.
Defenders of sanctuary cities say pulling federal money isn't right because the federal government requests immigration assistance. It's not required. Prince George's County Executive Rashern Baker says his police department complies with federal laws.
And if anyone, including the Trump administration or anyone, tried to remove federal funds from Prince George's County that's helping us, that our tax dollars go toward, we certainly would turn to our representatives at the federal level and insist that not happen and fight it vigorously. And we'd expect the state, the governor, and others to join us in that fight.
This past Sunday, hundreds of people gathered for an interfaith rally at the Civic Center in Silver Springs, Maryland, to denounce recent incidents of racism and xenophobia. Montgomery County Police Chief Tom Manger brought the voice of local law enforcement.
No matter what happens with the federal government, I can tell you that the Montgomery County Police Department does not care about your immigration status. we care about.
But President-elect Trump has vowed to deport people who are in the U.S. illegally. And Trump has nominated Republican Senator Jeff Sessions to be his attorney general. Sessions has supported expanding deportation and defunding sanctuary cities. For Here and Now, I'm Armando Truhl in Washington, D.C.